Myla Cabot-Zinn is a childbirth educator, nurse, and mother of three in Lexington, Massachusetts.
I think sometimes it's really important to step back. To step back and look at the whole fabric of our family life. And to ask ourselves, what is most important to us? And I think when we start asking that question, we immediately begin to see that some things that are happening in our day or in the family are really not necessary. We may find that every spare moment is caught up with either answering the phone or the fax machine or, you know, all the different technologies in the home that interrupt us at all times of the day and sometimes the night. And we might decide to take things more into our own hands and say, look, you know what? Let's have a period of time in the evening when we shut off the phones. Let's have let's create a no technology zone here.
I heard someone recently say there are just too many things beeping.
Yeah. Well, I think that what we're really losing the ability to create our own rhythms. You know, we start something, we get into a rhythm, the phone rings. Somebody had an idea somewhere that they wanted to talk to us, but our rhythm, our intention, our purpose gets interrupted. And I think in the home, it's really valuable to create a space and for the children to feel that, where we're just being together. You know, we don't necessarily have to be talking to each other, but to shut off the TV, to shut off the computer, to create a space for people to be together or to read or to draw or to talk with each other, or whatever it is that they want to do without interruption, without a machine being involved, without some kind of outside stimulation. That's what creativity comes out of. Creativity comes out of spaciousness. It comes out of boredom. It comes out of space. And if we don't create space like that in the family, there really isn't a lot of room for creativity. There isn't a lot of room for people to, as I said, to establish their own rhythms and to see it through. Every family has a different situation. We all have many, many more opportunities. We have so many more options than we think we have. If we just step back, we look at what's going on, and we ask ourselves, what is most important? What's going to nourish the family? What's going to nourish the individuals in the family?
The Cabot-Zinn family has been especially sensitized to the stresses of life. Myla's husband, Dr. John Cabot-Zinn, heads a renowned clinic at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center, where patients learn ways to reduce the health-depleting effects of stressful conditions. The core of his work is a philosophy called mindfulness. It means to pay careful attention, to develop a kind of mental lens through which you can observe your life more calmly and clearly. And it can transform the way parents interact with children.